Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Chav Tes, Bechoros 29a, pagination is 57. We'll start on the facing page and the last line at the Mishnah. Hanoto schar lihios ros es habechoros. A person who takes a wage in order to look at the firstborn animals to see if they yet have a mum, a blemish, that would disqualify them in the time of the Beis HaMikdash from being brought as a korban, and therefore allow the animal to be shecht and used for meat. Ein shochten al piv. He's getting paid? You can't rely on him. You can't shecht the animal based on his word. Elo im kein haya mumcha ki ila biyavne. Unless he's an expert, like this certain person who was known, the chosid who, he was a righteous person, and sheitiru lo chachamim lios notel, that the sages of the generation allowed him as an expert and a trustworthy person to take a wage for looking at people's animals. Arba isaros. Labahema dako vashisha legasa, 4 coins for the smaller animals and 6 for the larger animals. The Gemara explains because they're harder to check. Bein tam uvein balmum, but he has to take the wage regardless of whether the ruling is that it's unblemished and you still have to wait, or it's blemished and it's ready for shechita. And the Gemara explains because we're worried that people will think that his wage is affecting the ruling. The words of the Gemara, Baal Mumhu, perhaps it's really a blemished animal, and this that he's not allowing it, he wants them to be able to come back. We have the concern that he'll collect his wage another time. And the Gemara explains, the Rabbanon only allow him to take it once. He does not get to accept it twice. And indeed, in Halacha Shin Yud Beis Aleph, the ruling is Lo Yitnu Lo Schar Ala Behema Ela Pam Achas. You almost like get a membership fee with the Talmud Chacham regarding this animal, and he's going to see you through as many times as he has to look at it. He'll look at it and he'll tell you, is this blemish a qualifying blemish to be able to shecht it? In order that people shouldn't start doubting him, that the reason that he's ruling one way or the other is because of the salary. As an aside, this is a concern in some fields, particularly lawyers, divorce lawyers, and therapists. People are in difficult situation, and the concern does exist by many that the person who's working on the case might elongate the case in order to continue getting paid. And one of the nice things to detect in a person who is servicing you in such a capacity, should it be needed, would be that the effort is to get you out of therapy. The effort is to reach resolution and not to keep finding things to dwell on. Person needs the services, they need the services, but this idea of maybe you're going to say it's a tam simply so that you can get a second chance to bill for this animal, you have a client. That's not a healthy situation, and Chazal strove to avoid that dynamic. Now, what's interesting over here, getting to the topic of people in Jewish public service getting paid for their work, the initial statement of the Mishnah was, you're not supposed to get paid. There's such a thing as volunteerism. Unless the person is a mumcha, unless he's an expert, and it seems that we want him to stay in this field, we like his work. In the words of Shulchan Aruch, mumcha gadol, he's a great expert. V'yodu b'chacham shein kamoso, and the chachamim knew that there's no one like him. We want his services, and therefore some established wage was instituted to keep the system functioning. Let's take a look at the next Mishnah on today's daf, about a third of the way down, beginning of a line. Hanota scharo ladun dinav betelim. A person who accepts a wage in order to judge cases as a dayan on a bezdin, his judgments are not acceptable. Apparently, it's pretty frowned upon. The Gemara explains, skipping down a few lines, Minohani Mili, how do you know this? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kra, it's based on a pasuk, Re'eli Madti Eschem. Moshe says, look, I've taught you, Ma'ani Bechinam Afatem Bechinam. Just as I taught for free without getting paid, you should teach others in the same way. Tanya Nami Hochi, Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai, the way Hashem commanded me. Ma'ani bechinam, just like Hashem didn't charge me, afatem bechinam, so you learn for free, no charge, and you should in turn do the same to others. Uminayin she'im lo motza bechinam she'yumad b'schar. How do you know that if you can't find a Rebbe to teach you for free, emulating Moshe, that you should pay for it? Talmud lomar, emes kanei. A person should be willing to purchase truth, which between the lines it's written that someone is able to charge for this. We would want to know, how does he charge? Is he allowed to charge? We'll get to that. Uminayin shelo yomar, a person shouldn't say, kishem shalimadi tiya b'schar, just as I studied it for a wage, I needed to pay, kach alamdeno b'schar. So automatically, I want to get reimbursed for my costs. I want to also charge the same way that I paid, only fair. Talmud Lomar, it doesn't work like that. Emes kaneva al timkor. There's a scenario, a description of purchasing truth, meaning Torah, and not selling it, but certainly sharing it for free. And therefore, what develops is an interesting standard of, we might call it volunteerism, teaching Torah generously without charge. But there are apparently cases where a person might charge, and we have to explore that. So Tosfos over here is helpful in getting us started. Tosfos in the middle of Ma'ani Bechinam tells us, Ve'ein l'tmoa, don't be in wonderment, Al Dayone Gezeira Shabi Rishalayim, the fact that the judges of Yerushalayim, Shayunotnum Scharam Mitruma Salishka, they would get their salary from the tithe in the Beis HaMikdash. That money, in addition to upkeep in the Beis HaMikdash and Karbanos, was used to support them. The Lav Taima Da'aga B'Teila D'Muchach Shari Hasam, which is not simply a reimbursement for lost wages, which is a concept that definitely exists. Person has a job, he takes time off his job to do these things, he could get schar batala. This is not, this is an ongoing wage. Tosfos is jumping straight into the major issue of salaries. Says Tosfos, kevan dechol iskam haya al zeh, since their entire endeavor, their appointment, was for this purpose. They're not working at anything else. And perhaps we can add, and we want it that way. We want them to be as devoted as possible to their task. Shal korchem tzrichim leisparnes. They need to get sustenance from somewhere. And therefore, that wage was acceptable. The problem apparently would be by someone who has parnasa from an independent source and views this public service teaching, paskening, shilas, as a moneymaker. Great opportunity to make money, but he's independently wealthy. That's a problem. On that, we were only matter when it's schar batala, a replacement wage for what he could have been doing. There's an interesting Taz in Yoredei Shin Yud Beis who says, Va'al ha'halicha, on the travel, shaholech liros, that he goes to see the Bechor, to paskin on it, nire poshut, she'ete gomer likach schar aleo, it seems clear that you could get paid for that travel. That's interesting that in some positions, the travel is the one thing they resent paying for. They'll pay you for your work, but it's not my business how you got to work. The Taz, on the contrary, says that on the work, it's not so clear because that's Torah and that's from Hashem and Moshe and it's free. But on the travel you can get paid for. A little bit of a counterintuitive guiding principle. One of the particularly delicate topics in getting paid is by a judge, described in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Tes, Halacha, Hey, Sif Hey, and the wording is, number one, Schar Batala, the money for what he could have been working at, and that deserves to be discussed because sometimes today it's more in a global sense. He could have gone into a field that pays. Instead, he decided to devote himself totally to Torah, to becoming a dayan, etc. But what's important is sheyekabo mishneyem b'shove. You have to take from both litigants equally. We'll stop there on a very expansive topic. Yashar koach for joining. Have a wonderful day.